Ah, the final weekday of the year. And all this week, we've taken a look back at some of the highlights of the many broadcasts we've had here on God Is. Today, I want to remind you of who God is in Jesus. But just before we get to that, every episode of God Is will be available as a podcast from the WEZE website. Just go to www.590amtheword.com and click podcasts. You can listen at any time. Recommend this to friends also. www.590amtheword.com. And please write to me and let me know that you are listening and how you're listening. By radio? And or by the podcast? My email address that will be repeated at the end today is mark@markaswallow.com. Also, feel free to let me know if you have a question or comment or an idea of how I can serve you better here on God Is. Please write to me today at mark@markaswallow.com. Also, I'm on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is God Is WEZE. God Is WEZE. You can check out God Is on all these social media sites. I post there every weekday. I'll be here on Monday with you also, so please tune in on New Year's Day. I'll have a special edition of God Is on New Year's Day, and of course all next week and daily throughout 2018. I'm so blessed to have you along, and I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for new listeners to join our community in the new year. One of the things I plan to do on God Is will be to give you some Bible reading challenges from time to time. And earlier this month, we took the John 1 reading challenge together. The challenge was to read the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, in the Bible's New Testament. And to answer this basic question, what have I noticed? If you took the challenge, I bet you were surprised at some of the words or phrases or actions that kept coming up. Well, when we talked about this, I then made several important connections between John 1 and Genesis 1. I did this by way of connecting how God used his words to create in Genesis 1 with who the Word actually is in John 1. Here is a look back at that. I've been talking with you about how God uses his words to create. I emphasized God's words. God speaks. In a sense, God created words before he created anything or anyone else. And then God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. This is Genesis 1. If you'll read that chapter, you'll see these phrases repeatedly. God said, "Let there," and "Let there be." And when we come to Genesis 1 verse 26, God creates man and woman and he says, "Let us make." This is what I hope you understand. God uses his words to create. I'll remind you of this in a few minutes after we also make connections between Genesis 1 and John 1. Both chapters really must be read together. For example, Genesis and John start the exact same way. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning." And John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning." Moses, the writer of Genesis, and John are describing the exact same time. That's an important similarity between Genesis 1 and John 1. And here's a second similarity. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning God." And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." Do you think there could be a connection between God in Genesis 1:1 and the Word in John 1:1? Why, yes, there is. You see the connection. Who is John writing about here? Who is the Word? Well, we're going to find out. But first, let me give you a third similarity. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 continues. "In the beginning, God created." The word "created" here interests us. John chapter 1 also continues down in verse 3. So let me read John chapter 1 verse 3. "All things came into being through him." Take that little phrase, "came into being." Doesn't that sound to you like a description of creation? It does to me. If I was going to say something came into being, that is a way for me to describe creation. If I say a child came into being, I mean the boy or girl was created. Well, sure enough, "created" in Genesis 1 matches "came into being" in John 1. And then watch this. John chapter 1 and verse 10 adds the following. John chapter 1 and now verse 10. The world was made through him. Let me read that again. The world was made through him. The part of this verse that interests us today is the phrase, the world was made through him. Again, this describes creating, and so we connect it back to Genesis 1 and the word created. So we are connecting Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and John chapter 1, verse 1, and we see clearly three major similarities. Are you with me? Let me repeat the three similarities. In Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning matches in the beginning in John chapter 1, verse 1, word for word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, God matches the Word in John chapter 1, verse 1. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, created matches all things came into being through him in John chapter 1 and verse 3. And the world was made through him in John chapter 1, verse 10. Do you get it? Do you see it? Now there is an obvious question that needs to be answered once we see the similarities. And the question is this: who is the Word in John 1:1? We have to define the Word accurately because we cannot understand the rest of John 1 if we do not know who this is. So let me tell you up front, this is Jesus Christ. The Word is Jesus Christ. You can reread John chapter 1 and verse 1 to say, in the beginning was Jesus Christ. This is a completely accurate reading of this verse. Now watch. Once we know that, we can also reread John chapter 1 and verse 3. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And we can reread John chapter 1 and verse 10, as the world was made through Jesus Christ. Do you see that? Then, spectacularly, we can conclude that Jesus Christ was at the beginning. So when we read Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God, we now understand that to mean that Jesus is God, because Jesus was in the beginning. And John says this plainly at the end of John chapter 1 and verse 1. The Word was God. I hope you see that. The Word was God. Jesus Christ was God. And this is exactly what John is telling us in verse 3. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And in verse 10, the world was made through Jesus Christ. Who really did the creating in Genesis 1? Jesus did. What the Apostle John does is to define for us that God does his creating through Jesus Christ. In fact, John really pushes this. Listen to all of John chapter 1 and verse 3. All things came into being through Jesus Christ, and apart from Jesus Christ, nothing came into being that has come into being. Wow, that's like a cup of cold water to the face. It wakes us up. No dimension of the creation in Genesis 1 was created apart from Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. No dimension of the creation in Genesis 1 was created apart from Jesus Christ. This is a fact that not even a lot of Christians understand. Jesus Christ is God, and God does his creating through Jesus Christ. As if all of this was not glorious enough, check this out. Remember the big deal I made about God using his words to create? God said, well, look at John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Word. This is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is described as the Word. There it is again. God uses his words to create. Exactly. God uses Jesus Christ to create. Precisely. Word here has double meaning. God creates through his word, as in God said, and God creates through his word, as in Jesus Christ. I just find the play on word here to be fascinating. God does things in the details of the Bible that are extraordinary. If we will pay close attention and read and reread our Bibles, then we'll be swimming deep in the depth of the marvelous ministry of God in His Word. Exciting. As for today, we have learned that Jesus is God. It's crucial that you know that. We then went on from there to talk in some detail about all of John chapter 1, and we got through verses 1 through 18. And again, all of those broadcasts are available as podcasts from the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com. Next week, we're going to press on in our discovery of the Bible, and I really want to encourage each of you to be reading the Word of God. If you do not own a Bible, check out BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com online, or download a Bible app to your mobile device. Read the Word of God. Engage with the Bible. This weekend, I hope that you'll be in a church where the Bible is proclaimed and explained. And here's a good way to tell if the church you attend is doing this. Do you hear the gospel? This is the gospel. Christ has died for our sins, and He has been resurrected from the dead, so that all who believe in Him by faith will be saved from our sins. And we also will be brought back from the dead to live with God forever. It's all throughout the Bible. Attend churches where this is taught and practiced. And I'll pray that you find such a place where you can go and worship the living and true God. And I pray that you'll have a pastor who opens the Bible, reads a text, and walks you systematically through that text, carefully explaining its meaning. I certainly hope that pastor lives what is being taught also. Find such a church, and then join me again on Monday, January 1st, for a very special edition of God Is.